Hello, this is the English program here with me, Steve. It's Sunday morning. Well, actually, I haven't got a clue what time it is. It's all a bit with this change in the clock and everything. I've got friends who are saying, well, actually, Steve, it's 2 hours behind normal or something strange. They put their clock back, not forwards. So I haven't got a clue what's going on. But as far as I know, we have lost an hour, not gained an hour. The old poem thingy about, the spring forward, fall back or something, words to that effect. I'm a little bit startled. I'm in Spain, so I don't have to do this horrid census thing, which is the biggest invasion of privacy since, well, the last one, I suppose. I hate these things where the government forces you. You know, like in Australia, that you have to vote, otherwise you get fined. Okay, strictly speaking, you don't go to jail, but nonetheless, the idea of having some sort of, well, they call it a civil, not a criminal penalty, I suppose, but just the idea of being sanctioned by the state because you refuse to take part in the so-called democratic process, which, let's face it, it's all rubbish anyway. Look at Britain. I mean, I can't believe in Britain that we had the most unpopular prime minister ever. We had the economic crisis, we had all the wars and things that Tony Blair started, and we had all the fallout from the MP expenses scandal. And still after all that, David Cameron still needed the help of Nick Clegg to form a Tory government. I don't know what's going on, but clearly the people said, look, we simply do not like the Tories. It's as simple as that, and David Cameron in particular, because otherwise we'd have voted for you. So the idea then that Nick Clegg has the power to give David Cameron the power is just balmy, quite frankly. And we, not in Britain, but in Australia, that sort of thing goes on in Australia, and they get fined if they don't vote. And apparently, I don't know much about this, but apparently you get into trouble with the census people, with the census police, if you refuse to fill it out. I think it's a disgrace. And anyway, I've been reading this. I got this, because you know me with the old Twitter. I'm always looking at the Twitter. Lots of things going on. I was on Kevin Maguire's Twitter page. He's done a link to Nigel Nelson. And Nigel Nelson has got a Twitter page thing. It's twitter.com/NigelNelson, and I got that from Kevin Maguire's page, which is same thing, twitter.com/Kevin_Maguire. And when you go to the link, Nigel Nelson, our man in Westminster from the people, he's talking about, it's a US, it's very complicated, but the company which is processing the census, which will have access to all this very important information, and you know, such as who is living in your house, i.e. who you are, you know what, with. The company that has access to this information works for the CIA and the FBI. It's a weapons company, an American weapons company called Lockheed Martin is processing the census in Britain. They've got a £150 million contract from the British government to process it. Talk about throwing money away. The British government... hands up if you are a foreign government company or a company that has links with foreign governments. Yes, you'll do. Here's 150 million quid, goes straight out of the economy. You go and process all our sensitive information and then pass it on to the American government. I think it's absolutely balmy. I just can't believe we just stand around and let this happen. You could say, well, that's what the Tories do, but quite frankly, I think that's what the Labour were doing as well. But anyway, that's life. But a really interesting article here by Nigel Nelson, and it's on the People newspaper, and it just goes to show you how this company, which will process the information from the census, is part. It comes under the American Patriot Act, which basically is a way to get around privacy laws in America, and basically everything connected with this company, including the information from the census, can be handed over to American operatives for them to go through and find out all the embarrassing things that you've put on your census form. That's what you call democracy, isn't it? And I blame for that one person. He's called Nick Clegg.